This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. A story now about a phenomenon, a global phenomenon that has just hit the top of the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 charts. Korean pop, K-pop, isn't new, though. Just new to the top of the American charts. Worldwide, it is a multi-billion dollar industry, as Marketplace's Jasmine Garst reports.
And with that, Korean boy band BTS knocked Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion off from their perch at the top of the Billboard Hot 100. It's the first time a K-pop song takes number one, though K-pop has been taking over the world for a long time. Remember? The genre's growth is no coincidence. The Korean government has been aggressively exporting culture for decades as an economic strategy, whether it's soap operas, film, or K-pop. Professor Young-Chu Ryu at the University of Michigan says,
"The Korean economy is very much an export-led economy since the 1960s, and culture is sort of the hot item of the 21st century."
In a 2019 report, the Korean Ministry of Culture, Sports and Tourism said the country exported $6.3 billion worth of cultural content. About $5 billion of that is the music. Jeff Benjamin writes about K-pop for Billboard. He says you can hear it in the music. It's made for export.
Almost every K-pop group has a singer, has a rapper, has a main dancer. They really try to make sure that all areas of pop music are hit within one song.
Also, it's BTS's first song entirely in English, which makes it super streamable. And with the music business getting almost all its revenue from online platforms, that's what counts. With all the chaos and bad news, who doesn't need a little K-pop dynamite in their lives? I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.